These pit bulls attacked Mary Lynn Vaughn's golden doodle, Bianca, near 2300 East and 1700 South.
Just headed straight for us, and I started to reach down to try to pick her up, but it was too late by that time. One had her back end and one had her face. And I just started screaming, and a gentleman, I guess, that avoided hitting the dogs stopped and saw the commotion and got out and tried to help me kick and beat them off. And we eventually did get the less aggressive one off the back end, but the more aggressive one was still attached to her face. And she finally broke free of the leash and took off down 2300, headed north, and then turned on Wilson and ran all the way home with her leash just dangling, and that's the only way she escaped because she was a lot faster than the other dog.
Bianca was not in good shape.
Her jaw was broken in two places, completely through and through. One tooth cracked in half and several other at risk to need to be pulled at a later time. The jaw is just not sturdy enough to take those out right now. Several sutures on the top of the snout, underneath her chin, and then the one on her rump. There's some sutures back there as well, and just generally beat up.
The vet was shocked.
She said that she had never seen another dog inflict that type of bite on a dog, that it actually cracked the jaw in two places.
Vaughn says she's not breed bashing because her dog has played with pit bulls before.
Neighbors have them. She plays with them, no problem. It just, these were vicious, and these need to be off the street. These particular dogs, I mean, it's just a total owner negligence in their upbringing or socialization or whatever was done with them. The owner needs to be cited, and the dogs, something needs to happen to them because it's proven more than just a dog-on-dog attack.
Wow. That happened Monday night, the attack. The Salt Lake City School District says one of the dogs also bit a Beacon Heights student. They want to warn parents of students